My sweet man. So shy about sharing your fantasies and desires with me. Except when I have you in the palm of my hands. Literally in the palm of my hands. Stroking you. Keeping you so close to the edge. At that moment. The moment before I make you spill in my hand. In my mouth. Inside me. That moment, you will tell me what I want to know. That's what you did last week. You were so slick from being inside me when I took you firmly in my hand and whispered in your ear. Tell me something you fantasize about, baby. You tried to stay quiet, but my firm grip and slowest stroking kept you right on the edge. Tell me. And you did. You told me you fantasize about playing doctor. You fantasize about me as your doctor. About me examining you intimately and thoroughly. And as you told me how intimately you wanted me to examine you, you came hard in my hand. Then, predictably, you were embarrassed about the things you said. Oh, but not me. I couldn't stop thinking about what you told me. About things I didn't expect of you. Things I've never done with you. To you. About things I now want to do to you. And now I'm looking in the mirror. Never thought scrubs could be sexy, but I think you'll like what you see. And it shouldn't take you long to figure out that I've got nothing on underneath. The stethoscope and glasses complete the look. Very professional. I slid an appointment card into your gym bag and you called and sheepishly confirmed the appointment. Just as I asked. Now, you're sitting in our den, stripped down to your boxers and a button-down shirt with the rest of your clothes hanging on the hook on the back of the door. When I left you to get my clipboard, you were nervously looking around the room. Looking at the table I had outfitted as a makeshift exam table, complete with crinkly paper. And looking even more nervously at the things I had laid out on a tray. A specimen jar, a box of latex gloves, and a very large tube of KY jelly. Okay, let's do this. Doctor coming in. I've got your chart here for a full physical, correct? Right. And you're new to this practice, am I right? Mm-hmm. Given that this is your first visit, it's important that we do a comprehensive exam. I have a few questions in addition to the medical history you filled out. Are you sexually active? Mm-hmm. Any problems getting or maintaining an erection? Good. I know these questions are a little embarrassing, but they are standard and I am, of course, a professional. The last time you ejaculated? Yes, it is important for me to know that. So it's been a few days. Good. Part of the comprehensive examination involves evaluating your sexual functioning and response. Are you aware of that? Mm-hmm. Now, before we proceed, I just need to make certain you consent to the full examination. Well, that was a quick yes. But I need to make sure your consent is informed. Do you understand that in the course of testing your sexual functioning and response, I'll be touching and manipulating your penis? And do you consent to me touching and manipulating your penis? Good. And do you also understand that in the course of the examination, I will touch and manipulate your testicles? Mm-hmm. And do you consent to me touching and manipulating your testicles? Good. Do you also understand that in the course of my examination, I will touch and penetrate your anus and touch and manipulate your prostate? I'm sorry. I couldn't hear your answer. Don't be shy. Please look at me and respond. Good. And do you consent to me touching and penetrating you and manipulating your prostate? Again, a little louder, sir. Do you consent to these long, slim fingers entering you and manipulating your prostate? Fine. And just one more. Do you understand that, as a part of my examination, I will need to collect prosthetic fluid and a semen sample? Good. Any consent to my collection of your fluids in whatever way I, in my professional opinion, deem appropriate? Okay, good. Let me take your right hand, please, so I can get a pulse. Somewhat elevated. Do you get nervous when you see a doctor? I thought so. Nothing to be nervous about. I take very good care of my patients. Now, let me examine your scalp. Goosebumps. That's a natural response to soft fingers touching your scalp. No abnormalities. Open your mouth, please, and say, ah. Very good. Everything looks fine. You'll feel my fingers on your neck, just checking your glands. Good. Now the other side. Excellent. Now, let's listen to your heart. Sorry if the stethoscope is a bit cold. Now breathe for me. Good. Again? Another. And again. Fine. Now stand and lift your shirt so I can listen from behind. Deep breath. Good. And again. Excellent. Everything sounds great. You can unbutton the front of your shirt, please. Just checking your chest for abnormalities. Looks fine. You'll feel my fingers on your nipples now. Your nipples are very responsive. Your skin looks fine. No abnormal moles. Please hold your shirt up again so I can check your back. A birthmark, but nothing abnormal. Good. You can button up now. I'm going to sit on this stool and examine your genitals, so please lower your shorts. Here, let me put on some gloves. Okay. Lift the front of your shirt, please. I see your penis is almost fully erect. That's fine, to be expected. I'm just going to check it. Everything looks good. Very healthy. Now, I'm going to hold your penis up while I check each one of your testicles. Don't be embarrassed about that, Mon. This can be pleasurable. Okay. I'm rolling each testicle with my fingers, checking for abnormalities. Everything seems fine, but I note that your testicles feel very heavy and the skin is stretched tight. Well, don't you worry a bit. That should resolve itself during our responsiveness testing. Now, turn around and lift your shirt up so I can make sure everything looks fine back here. Again, the skin looks normal back here. Now, you will feel my fingers opening your buttocks. Yes, yes. Shh. I know this is embarrassing. Just checking for abnormal skin conditions. Everything looks normal. Oh, sorry. Should have warned you that my finger would move slightly around your anus. Again, things look fine. Pink and healthy. And you tightened at the touch of my finger. A natural response. Now, I need to ask you a personal question, and it relates to a later part of the exam. I noticed as I touched you back here how tight you seem to be. Have you ever had anything enter you here? Okay, that's important for me to know. That explains both your tightness and sensitivity here. I'll go slow in the later stages of the exam. Honey, sorry to break character here, but I want to make sure you're okay with where this is going. It's just that with your fantasy, I thought maybe you had done some sort of exploration, back there? No, I shouldn't have assumed. It's okay. We'll explore together. Okay. Let's have you hop up here on the table. Going to tap your knee. Good. And the other? Excellent. Reflexes normal. Now, I need to move the tray a little closer for the final part of the exam. Please roll onto your side, facing away from me. Good. Let's lift your shirt up and bring your top knee up to your chest. Fine. Now I have full access and complete my digital examination and sexual response testing. First, I'll lubricate your anus and my fingers. Yes, I said fingers. We'll start with one finger, but when you can accommodate me, I think more than one may be necessary to complete the examination. Uh-oh. Sorry. Yes, the KY can be a little cold. Is that better? Yes, the heat of your body is warming it. Okay, I want you to take a deep breath and bear down a bit, just like if... Oh. Good. The tip of my finger is inside of you. I will pause a moment. Your sphincter is tensing, and that's natural. But as soon as it releases, I will... Oh, there we are. All the way inside you. Everything okay? Oh, don't be embarrassed by the sounds you're making. The office is soundproof, so your natural grunts and moans won't disturb other patients. Now I'm checking your prostate. Very smooth. Now, this may be a bit intense, but I'm going to firmly press on your prostate and express some prosthetic fluid. Yes, I know it's intense, but there it is. A few drops of fluid from the tip of your penis. Now, let me collect it. No, this is different from your semen. I will express a full semen sample in a moment. Let me get the sample jar and screw the top. Okay. Now I'm going to give this to you. When you feel ejaculation is imminent, please try to capture as much as possible in the sample jar. Do you understand? For this, I'm going to need you on all fours. I'm sorry. Yes, I know it's awkward. But this will allow me to test your responses while I more aggressively massage your prostate. Okay. Let's get some KY on your penis. There. No need to apologize. We are testing your sexual response, remember? Okay. Bear down again. Much easier this time. That gasp tells me I'm hitting the right spot. Am I right? Good. Now, let's try two fingers. Bear down. You can take it. Very good. Feel them inside you, rubbing your prostate. Now, I'm not going to stimulate your penis just yet. Let's focus on your prostate. It's all right. Yes, I know. Your body is shivering, but that's natural from this deep stimulation and pressure. What's that? No, you're not going to urinate. It just feels that way because of the pressure on your prostate. Oh, there. You're getting a constant flow from your penis. You feel close? Okay. Position the cup. Let me stroke you with my firm hand while I milk your prostate. There. You seem to enjoy this. I think I should prescribe massages like this by your partner at home. How does that sound? Would you like her to milk your prostate like this? Would you like her to drain you this way while her warm lips are wrapped around your penis? Are you thinking about her hot mouth now? That's okay. Whatever helps you finish the exam. Oh, you're shaking. Almost there. There. Such strong contractions. So much. Oh, it's so thick. And again. You're clenching on my fingers as you ejaculate. I feel it coming from inside. Oh. Still. Pressing for every last drop. Okay. Now I'm sliding my fingers out. Let me take this beautiful sample from you. Here are some paper towels you may want to tidy up in a bit back there. Good. You can remain here for a few minutes to recover, but then please go straight home to your partner. I will phone in some additional instructions to her. Oh, and you should take that tube of KY jelly with you. If your wife agrees, you may be trying some new things tonight.